My name is Julie Bowen, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual wellness. Full disclosure, I am not an expert or professional in any particular field. I just have a lot of life experience of my own that I've found other people have found helpful. So, in my mind, if I can take my life experiences that have hardened me to forge this core of steel inside of me, if I can take that and share those lessons with other people, so hopefully other people don't have to go through the same shit that I've gone through in order to learn those lessons. And I also want to talk about setting healthy boundaries. This is absolutely critical in your self-care journey. And the biggest reason I have found in my experience of things that led me to this place of where I am slash was, it was a lack of boundaries. And I understand now, through a lot of therapy and a lot of deep diving into my own past, just how freaking hard it can be to overcome some of these challenges alone. One of my resolutions for 2022 is to stop sharing my opinions and advice to people who are not asking for them. And instead, I am choosing to focus more attention on providing my advice and opinions and experience to people who are asking for it. I want to focus less on trying to change people who aren't asking for my help, but instead focus my energy and attention on creating content for the people who really need my help and who want my help and who are asking for my help. I think that's going to be a game changer for me, honestly. So I invite you to maybe take this into consideration as a possible resolution for yourself. We can kind of be the accountability buddies as far as learning to focus your attention on helping people who actually want your help instead of trying to help people who aren't asking for it. As a little backstory on me, back in 2019, I was diagnosed with a functional neurological disorder and myoclonus dystonia, as well as fibromyalgia. Now, that diagnosis, I had no idea at the time how much that would change the rest of my life in ways I never could have possibly comprehended.